Okay, I will watch it. All right, I'll watch it tomorrow, and then you can give me a quiz tomorrow night to see whether I actually consumed the content or if I just had it in the background while I was playing The Sims, okay? Are you happy now? You bullied me into watching the show. All right, good for you. Thanks for walking me back home, by the way. I know we still have quite a bit to go, but I was being polite. Oh my god. Yeah, I can be polite at times. I'm a very proper lady after all. God, why does it have to rain on the day of our graduation party? Nuh-uh, this was our graduation party. The one our school threw for us fucking sucked. Well, at least Sarah knows how to throw a proper party. Tonight was fucking great. You expected me to be blackout drunk at this point? Should I be offended? Because I think I should be offended. It's not like I get blackout drunk every weekend or something. I can have fun just fine without getting drunk, okay? I only had a few beers tonight and I still had a blast. Well, okay, yeah, but that was one time. And I paid him back for the window I accidentally broke, so my point still stands, okay? Well, we found this baseball bat just lying around, and I don't really remember much of it. But I think I was demonstrating like the little baseball bat trick Jasper from Twilight does. And it kinda slipped from my hand. Yeah, I felt really guilty, but the guy was really chill about it, you know? Such a shame you weren't there to see it. Although, I should probably get used to that since you're moving away for uni. And I know you can't exactly commute back and forth like I will be doing because your uni is pretty far and all that. I just hope you won't forget us or something. I know I'm being sappy, okay, but it's just gonna be weird not having you around. Especially now that, you know, we're walking past our old school, I just feel weird. Like, we spent years and years here, making friends, being bored in class together, growing up together, and now it's just over. And all of a sudden, people I've known for years are just not gonna be here. I'm not gonna be here, you're not gonna be here. And don't get me wrong, I'm excited to go to uni and experience student life and all that, but I don't know. I don't feel like I'm ready to lose all of the friends I've made here. I don't feel like I'm ready to lose you. Yeah, I know. I can come visit you and you can come visit me, but it will never be the same, you know? Once you move out, you're gonna start a different chapter of your life. We're both gonna make new friends, and I hope that we don't grow apart, but even if we don't, we probably won't be able to hang out like we do now. It's just going to be so different. The fact of the matter is, I will forever be that girl you went to high school with. And I've come to terms with that. No, please don't say that. We're both smart enough to know that you and I are never going to be as close as we are now. And that doesn't have to be a bad thing. We should just make the most of our time together now that you're still here. Actually, there's something I've been meaning to talk to you about. Oh my god, the rain is getting worse. Maybe we should just look for shelter because there's no way we can get to my house without drowning. Oh, I know. The football field. It has those benches with the covers, you know? We can sit under one of those. I know a spot where the fence is super easy to climb. Oh, come on, we graduated. What are they gonna do, huh? They're not gonna take away our diplomas for seeking shelter during the rainpocalypse. Just live a little. Come on, first to the bench on the left wins, okay? Oh my God. Suck it, bitch. Oh my God, I'm so out of shape. It was worth it though, beating you. So, how was the view? Do you get a good look at my panties under the skirt when I was climbing? Oh my God, you did not just make that joke. Yes, it was absolutely dripping, just like the rest of me. Well, at least we have shelter now. It kind of sucks that all the school buildings are closed because it's cold as fuck in here. Yeah, it does feel a bit better to have you pressed against me, but you're all cold and wet, so I don't know just how much you can warm me up like this. Talk? What talk? Oh, yeah. That. Well, since you're going away, I wanted to know. I need to tell you something. I have a huge crush on you. It feels weird to say it out loud, but it's the truth. And I was always too afraid to act on my feelings, even though I'm like 99% sure you like me too, but I decided that I had to speak up before you left. I think I've had a crush on you for about half a year now. I know, I know. I'm sorry for not saying anything, but with everything happening this year and how busy we both were, I just figured. Wait, wait, please wait and listen. Yes, I really liked that, but I need to tell the whole story before I either chicken out or get seduced by you. I don't want to be in a long-distance relationship. I don't want you to remember me as that girl from high school that you tried long distance with, but it ultimately didn't work. And I also don't want you to remember me as nothing but a friend because we both know we're more than just friends. And since you're leaving in a few days, I have a proposition for you. A chance to remember me as the girl that got away. A chance to have a satisfying and beautiful last memory of your high school life. A chance to be with me. A last night ever, if you will. Here and now. You and me. I would love nothing more than to spend my life with you like this. Having adventures together, feeling like we can conquer the world, just you and I, but we both know that it's not meant to be right now. And it might never be. So, I want to give you a chance. To be honest, I want to give us a chance. To have one single night that can stay with us for the rest of our lives. We both know that our relationship wouldn't work right now, but who says we have to end this chapter of our lives on that sad fucking note, right? Like, fuck that. I have a fucking crush on you, and I want to fuck your brains out, even if that is the last thing we ever do together. You've gone awfully quiet. You're never quiet. Did I say something that made you upset? I'm really sorry. Hey, why are you going out on the field? It's fucking pouring rain. Are you crazy? No, I will not go out there. Have you gone mad? Ugh, fine, fine. I'll come if it's that important to you, okay? You feel the same way, huh? And why the fuck are we in the middle of a football field in this insane fucking rainstorm instead of under that bench, huh? Oh my god. You are unbelievable, you know that? Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh my god. Yeah, I was acting dramatic, but this is not your romantic Netflix original moment. What do you mean now that... Oh my god. I'm making out in the rain with my high school crush? Maybe you're right. Feels like we're making a goddamn rom-com. Your lips feel way too good. Pinch me so I know I'm not dreaming. Oh my god, of course you had to pinch me in the butt, didn't you? You fucking pervert. Okay, now take your goddamn shirt off. I've been waiting far too long for this. I'm gonna make sure that you'll never forget tonight. Can you help me to take mine off? The rain is making it stick to my body like crazy. You sneaky motherfucker, unhooking my bra like that? Oh my god. Let me just take off my skirt and slide these panties down. Oh, come on. Don't just stand around and stare, silly. Take off those pants. I want to see your cock. I bet you want my heels to stay on, huh? Yeah? I've noticed how much you like it whenever I tower over you. I'm not gonna lie. I kinda like it too. So, what do you think? I'm standing here in the pouring rain, wearing nothing but heels. Do you think you remember this 10 years from now? You better. You look fucking amazing, by the way. I'm so glad I finally get to see all of you. You have no idea how much I fantasized about this. So, I guess now is the right time for me to ruin your Netflix moment. Because there's no way Netflix would ever include this in one of their movies. I'll start with a few kisses on your stomach. Mwah. And your hips. Can you feel my lips press on your wet skin? I want to make every kiss unforgettable. Look me in the eyes, babe. Watch me as I press my lips on the tip of your cock and slowly kiss my way down your beautiful rock hard shaft. You want me to suck your cock, don't you? What if I press my lips on your head and you put your hand on the back of my head and just shove my face into your cock? I bet you'd like that. Your cock tastes amazing despite all the rainwater. God, I'm getting so wet just from sucking your cock. I've been waiting so long for this. My pussy needs your cock. Are you gonna give it to me? Are you gonna shove your cock balls deep into my pussy? Oh, and make this night truly unforgettable. Wait, let my lips kiss your cock goodbye before you fuck me. There you go. Hmm? Lie down in the grass. Oh my god, it's so cold. Come warm me up, baby. Oh, fuck. You went right in, didn't you? No, I love it. A lot. My legs are so cold in this wet grass. I think they feel a lot warmer wrapped around you, don't you think? Now kiss me. Make this even more perfect than it is. Make me yours. You like the way my tits bounce with every thrust? Memorize this image. I want you to remember how good it felt to fuck me years from now. I don't think I'll ever forget this. Feeling you stretch me out, your strong body on top of me, protecting me from the rain, but still making me wet. And of course, the way you make me feel, like we're the only ones on this planet, like I'm all that matters to you. All the love in your eyes. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget how fucking hot you are when you're smiling. I literally could not have imagined anything more perfect than this. And I've imagined having sex with you quite a few times. You make me feel so good. You always make me feel so good. Fuck me as hard as you want. Please. I can take it. I want to take it. So good. Yeah. Just like that. God, I love this. Just grab my fucking hips. I want to feel your hands on me. I want to feel you all over me. And I want you to feel all of me as well. Just memorize every single detail like I will. Oh, you're so fucking perfect. Come inside me and mark me forever, please. Oh god, I'm getting so fucking close. Everything you do to me just makes me feel so fucking good. Please, come in me. Come inside my fucking pussy. I want it. Please. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, Fuck. Oh, fuck. My God, please stay inside of me. God, that timing was just so perfect. Everything was just perfect. I'll never forget this. Yeah, I'm crying. It just sucks. Okay, it just sucks that it has to be this way. We could have had a lifetime of this if the universe didn't just screw everything up. And now you're going away, and all we will have left of each other is this night. This one perfect night that will forever be in our heads. And I'm crying. I just. All I can think about is how badly I want to tell the universe to go fuck itself and to ask you to try for me, with me, and try to turn this perfect night into an imperfect relationship. Please tell me no. I'm too weak to let you go. Tell me what I told you about growing up, moving on, all that shit. I need to hear it from you. Like, you needed to hear it from me. I wish we had more time, but we both know that it would be too painful to see each other after this, to watch your soulmate slip away. So I guess all we can do now is lie here together for the last time. I guess this is the end of our Netflix moment, huh? What? You're not done yet? You wanna watch the sunrise together? Well, I don't wanna end on a sad note either, but I don't think there's much to be done here. Hey! You did not just splash me with rainwater. No, stop. Enough, enough. Okay, mister, you want to fight me? Come and get it then, huh? You can't handle my water throwing skills. You can run, but you can't hide. Do you fucking trip? Here, let me get on top of you for the finishing move. I shall have no mercy. Have you had enough yet? Yeah. You always knew how to cheer me up. I'm gonna miss that. But I think we're both ready to move on now. Even if it will be painful and difficult, and I'm sure it will be, because I love you, and I'll never stop missing you.